National grid operator Transpower had to ask the public to conserve energy between 7am and 9am because generators could not guarantee a supply that could meet demand. Several major plants had outages for maintenance, taking out around 700 megawatts of generation, which I think is around 10% of maximum supply. Alison Andrew is Chief Executive of Transpower. Good morning, Alison. Thanks for your time.
Morena, Catherine.
So crunch time was between 7 and 9. Were there any cuts per se, or did you get through without?
No cuts. We got through without, and we didn't have to turn off controllable load. We had a fantastic response from everybody. We think that our calculations show about 200 megawatts response from the public and lines companies, and 60 megawatts response of dropped load from industrial. So it was just fantastic. The generators put every possible bit of generation they could on the system. We had some uncomfortable moments overnight as there were some operational issues. Some plants didn't start, but they did come in the end. And then the public responded magnificently to our requests and our letters. As I say, they dropped about 200 megawatts of load. That's about the size equivalent of the city of Hamilton. So that was a good response.
How close did things get to maxing out at any point over the last 24 hours?
I have been quite nervous, and the team, we've got a fantastic team working hard behind the scenes. Things move very quickly. Just to show you, last night we had our residual under that 200 megawatt comfort zone we wanted. The weather forecast was looking colder. We had confidence the wind would hold up, but there was a couple of megawatts of 100 megawatts of temperature exposure we were facing. We also had 70 megawatts of startup risk on plant. So we were down to no residual. We were had about 140 megawatts of controllable load offered by the distribution companies. So we were planning and predicting on going into the morning needing to use that controllable load. Then last night, just before we were going to bed, another plant had some operational issues and took itself out of the stack. Fortunately, and then this morning early on, that put us into uncomfortable territory. This morning early on, two thermal plants did not start as per schedule. So things were looking tough. We thought we would have got through on managing controllable load. We were not predicting we'd have had to eat into turning people's power off. But the response, as I say, from the public and from industry has been fantastic. And the generators, we got through comfortably.
Did demand max out at 650 megawatts of that maximum available? Did I see that? Did it get that high?
Sorry, I'm not following your question. Apologies.
What was the maximum demand on the system over the last 24 hours? How many megawatts?
Lots of numbers. I don't actually have that number.
Right.
I'll come back to you on that one.
All right.
It has been a colder May than anticipated. But as I say, the maximum peak demand we've ever had over winter is about 7,200 megawatts. It's not that high at this time of year in May. I will have to give you that number, Catherine. I'm sorry, I don't have it.
I suppose the question that people are asking, and I appreciate it is cold in parts of the country, but it's May. And if we're at this point, and, you know, people were onto it, the system worked, but if we're at this point in May, what does that portend for the winter?
Well, the generators are getting their plants all ready for winter and doing major maintenance. You mentioned that at the beginning of your broadcast. We will need to have a good look at industry, with industry after this, to say, is there anything we can do to better schedule outages out of these shoulder seasons? It's quite challenging for generators and transmission company to get enough windows to take the necessary major outages you need to maintain plant. You'll appreciate this is not quite as easy as just taking your car to the garage. These are major shutdowns. You've got to plan for quite a long period of time and a range of labour and parts to come in. And these equipment are now on the floor and don't have a very fast restore time. So we need to make sure we'll work closely as an industry. Can we do better to coordinate these outages? We are having challenges in these shoulder seasons when it is unseasonably cold. To answer your question, for winter, we are confident that all the generation will be up and running. The generators are doing their utmost to make sure it will be available, and we'll be continuing to monitor the situation closely.
Well, do you agree with the Minister then that there's something of a crisis in our system, that we end up in situations like this, whatever the factors?
Transpower has been calling for a long time that we need more flexible resources, faster peaking capacity on the system. We have two major problems or challenges in New Zealand's power system is we are a highly renewable system, which is very advantageous. But the two problems are, one, deep storage when we don't have enough water in our hydro lakes, and that is when we've been relying on plant like Huntly running on coal in order to firm up when we just don't have enough water. That's not our problem at the moment. We actually are comfortable with our water levels, but we still have that long-term issue about that deep storage. What we have at the moment is a short-term peaking problem. How do we meet these peaks, which are increasing over winter? And to do that, as a system operator, we need fast start capacity, plant that you can call on quickly to come in and ramp up fast to meet that peak. Now, that would be plants such as gas-fired peakers or large-scale batteries. I'm very pleased to say that coming up in our new plant that's coming online, there are some significant grid-scale batteries. We just need more of this fast-start capacity to firm this more renewable generation. We have a lot of wind on the system now, which is fabulous, but often when it's very cold, it's very still and we don't have much wind on, and that's a challenge for
us. So is wind and solar increasing as a proportion of the renewables pie, and is that intermittency a factor in this?
Absolutely. That's part of the transition all energy markets are making. As you add more renewables, how do you make sure you can firm that up?
How much bigger a part of the pie is it already, Alison?
We've got about 700 megawatts of installed capacity of wind across New Zealand. It's about 10% of the North Island supply, so it's becoming significant.
Deep storage. Literally, what does that mean? You've mentioned you need to be able to fire up back up fast. Huntly takes potentially days, doesn't it? Certainly hours, potentially days to get the coal-fired backup up.
Yep.
In terms of fast response, the gas peakers, and Lord knows we're now knowing that we're getting down to less than 10 years of gas supply left, and I think we've chewed through a third more than anticipated already of late. But the gas-fired peakers, what's the source of this new fast backup? Is that investment by generators and gentailers? Where's it coming from?
We're seeing quite a good interest in grid-scale batteries, both from generators, but also new entrants into the market. So that grid-scale battery interest is high. Transpower runs the generation stack in terms of new entrants who want to connect up generation to the grid. We have currently installed capacity in the New Zealand market of 10,000 megawatts. We have 30,000 megawatts of interest in new generation connecting to Transpower system. Now, clearly not all of that is going to come, but there's a lot there. We just need to make sure with all those renewables coming on, there is enough firming capacity for that. And there are some grid-scale batteries, and we're hearing interest for more. So that would be extraordinarily helpful. They're not here right now. We're hoping we're going to have some on for next winter.
What was Transpower's position on the previous government's proposed Lake Onslow project?
Our position on that was the problem that we're trying to solve is the right one. We need some solution for dry year or deep storage, particularly with our hydro lakes not having enormous amounts of storage. So the problem we need to solve as a country is how, as we move to a 100% renewable system, are we going to solve that problem? So the problem still sits there. This government has decided to cancel the Onslow project. And that's fine. The issue now is, though, the problem hasn't gone away, so how are we going to solve that?
So how many megawatts do you need in deep storage, realistically, by whatever means?
Yeah, 4 terawatt-hours is a number being floated around, and probably 7 terawatt-hours by 2050. Now, I think that would be really helpful to have in the system, so that is quite significant. At the moment, we've got the backup supply for dry winter from the Huntly Rankine coal-fired plants, which came out on coal or gas, but they're good for that efficient, low, steady run, base load, churn out, firm up or use the energy. They're no good for peaking because they don't start fast and they're very expensive to start up. Different type of plant needed for that deep, low storage versus short, sharp peaking.
Okay, so if you get back, I don't know if you're ever at maximum availability actually, you're 10% down at the moment, 700 megawatts of generation out at the moment due to maintenance. Will you get that back by June, July, August?
That is in the plan, yes.
And so the obvious question is, are we going to be here again over winter for one reason or another?
We all do our best to make sure we're not. I think it was a fantastic response from all of New Zealand today to manage through. We are going to make sure that we have enough capacity to meet the peaks. As I say, we have got 10,000 megawatts of installed capacity. Our peak, highest peak was about just over under 7,200. So arguably there is sufficient capacity available. We need to make sure there's sufficient fuel available to run that and that the generation is ready and warm and able to run. And that's what the industry will be doing to make sure we're ready for winter.
Thank you. That is Alison Andrews. She's Chief Executive of Transpower.